The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 6th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. As he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. When they had crossed over, they came to a land at Gennesaret and moored the boat. When they got out of the boat, people at once recognized him and rushed about that whole region and began to bring the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages or cities or farms, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak, and all who touched it were healed. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. Do you remember middle school? Can you just take a minute and put yourself back in the classrooms and the cafeteria and the hallways and the bus ride home and the PE locker room and the band room, or wherever you spent time during the years that you were in 6th, 7th, and 8th grade? Do you remember how you were pretty sure that everyone was looking at you all the time? Like everybody knew. Everybody was looking at the zit on your chin. They were actually concerned about the zit on their own chin, but you were sure that they were all looking at you all the time. Or like everybody noticed that your pants were a little bit too short. Or maybe you hated your teeth. Or maybe you were shorter than everyone because your hormones hadn't told your body that it was supposed to grow yet. Or maybe you were taller than everybody because your hormones had. Do you remember the name of your bully, if you had one? Do you remember the teacher who made you feel stupid, if you had one? Do you remember how hard your shell had to be? How you had to pretend that people's sharp words didn't actually hurt? How you had to pretend that it didn't matter that you ate alone if you did? Even if you aren't the target of a bully and you have all the right clothes and academics come easy for you, middle school just happens to come at this point in your life between childhood and adulthood. There are a million things to learn and figure out. There are a million ways to grow. I just spent a week with 140 middle schoolers. I wish you could have been there. I wish you could have been there to watch them relax. Oh, they showed up as tense as can be. Many were there because their parents told them they had to go, or their pastors said, if you're in confirmation, this is what you do. It was confirmation camp, after all. Maybe they thought we were going to sit at tables and memorize Luther's works. I don't know. But it's actually called Kairos camp, and Kairos is a Greek word that means time. But not chronological time in Greek, that's chronos. Chronological time you can mark on a calendar or look at a watch, chronos time. Kairos is God's time. Kairos is a season. Kairos is in the fullness of time. This year our calendars, chronos time, said that spring started on March 20th. I don't know about you, but my garden and my life were pretty sure that it was still winter. That's Kairos. When you're pregnant, doctors talk to you about chronos time. 40 weeks, 9 months, a due date you can put on a calendar. But babies are born in Kairos time. They come when it's time. So 140 middle schoolers arrived to spend a week in God's time. And boy, did they need it. Sunday night during opening worship, they sang along with the counselors. They did the actions that the counselors taught them, but their bodies were rigid and they had a lot of personal space. Friday night at closing worship, they sang from their hearts and their arms were draped over the people next to them and they were swaying and tears streamed down many faces. They were different. They had been changed. And I suppose the world is right back at it. You know, they got home yesterday. I suppose the world is working very hard to convince them that they are not worthy and that that what happened to them at Kairos was just not real. But they had a whole week away. They were listening to Jesus speak to them in many ways. And today we get Jesus speaking to us in this beginning of this piece we got from Mark. It says, "The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. And he said to them, 'Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while.'" Through your financial support, through the Synod's financial support, which actually comes from our benevolence money, through parents who write checks and send their kids to camp, through scholarship funds that people fill every year, Jesus said to 140 middle schoolers this week, "Come away with me and rest a while. Leave your cell phones at home and grab a sleeping bag and some clothes you don't care if they get dirty and come away with me and rest a while." Each day we had an adult who spoke to them. Pastor Daniel Pugh spoke about middle school and how difficult he found it to be good friends with his friend Peter who had autism when the cool kids at school had started to let Daniel hang out with them, and how it was easy to let Peter slip away. Pastor Alejandro Mejia spoke about growing up in Colombia in South America, and middle school was the same there, like terrible. Pastor Melody Simpkins spoke about struggling in school because of her severe case of dyslexia. She said she had to work harder than everybody else, and still the voices in her head told her that she was stupid, even if she got good grades, because she had to work so hard for them. And it wasn't until she had earned her second master's degree by working harder and longer than her peers did she finally claim God's identity for her life, and that words like stupid and dumb just couldn't stick anymore. So every day, an adult stood before our kids and with words that they could relate to, bore witness to the fact that God had moved in their lives, the adults who were speaking, and God is moving in the middle school campers' lives. Every day, they learned different ways to pray. Every day we read pieces of scripture that reminded us how much God loves us. Every day we played. We did crafts and played in the pool and played this game called Gaga Ball and silly games and skits, and we Sabbathed. This notion of Sabbath is written into the whole story of God and God's people. God rested after creating the world. In the very beginning, we find Sabbath. The Israelites were to let their land rest every 7 years if they had planted on it for six. It was time to let it rest. Sabbath is to be practiced every week. Gather with your family and your friends and rest and remember who you are and remember whose you are. I don't suppose you can all sign up to go to Camp Lutheridge. I wish you could. I wish you could go away with Jesus and rest a while. You can, however, be intentional about gathering with those who make you feel safe. There is no Sabbath quite as beautiful as being with people who actually understand you, with people with whom you don't have to pretend. Find those people and be intentional about having time with them. Gather around healthful food and laugh and tell stories and play board games. You can even practice what we call FOB at camp, flat on bunk. Every day after lunch, we have FOB. Everyone goes back to their cabins or to the hammock section area or the some other quiet place to rest. Every day, FOB. Because just like Jesus and his disciples in the text today, in our lives far too often, many people are coming and going, and you can find no leisure even to eat. And every time that happens, every time your life is too busy, even if you aren't paying attention, even if you cannot hear him, Jesus is saying, come away with me and rest a while. There is healing in Sabbath. There is healing in time away, and there is always healing in time with Jesus. I pray that for you.